since November, if not a little bit before then, that the issue of fake news has taken on kind of real salience both in the United States, in Europe, and elsewhere, that's been more or less designed to interfere with the public's access to information. And so in that sense, it's become a big issue of public concern. But, from my perspective, it's not particularly useful to spend too much time trying to come up with a definition. So I think rather than thinking about, what exactly is fake news, because it's more of a hashtag than anything else. It's not a term of art. I think it's more important to think about the kind of information that is intentionally distributed and intentionally created in order to undermine the public's right to know and to undermine the public's ability to discern fact from reality and or fact from fiction. And so getting wrapped around questions of definition, would make sense if we wanted to have strong regulation of fake news, but I don't think that's what we want. I mean, I'm concerned that if we or if states head in the direction of regulating this kind of information, that ultimately will end up in a place where we're undermining the free flow of information more generally. Putting pressure on the intermediaries to take down content puts them in a position where they really have to police their networks in ways that might ultimately result in overregulation of their space and, in all likelihood, the takedown of legitimate content. And so, the more pressure states put on social networks or on search engines to do this, I think the more likely it is that we'll start to see more overt forms of censorship, in digital space. And I think that's exactly what we want to avoid. I want us to first try to find ways to give individuals, right, to give the public the tools of critical thinking to distinguish between fiction and fact. And, if we regulate this too quickly, I think we're taking away that right of individuals to use their own critical faculties to make these kinds of distinctions. And ultimately that's going to undermine the public space. It's going to undermine public participation. And where on the one hand we see Donald Trump referring to, traditional, really legitimate reporting and the media as fake news, and then taking it to, calling them enemy of the people. It's, that's really dangerous talk, dangerous kind of discussion around news and what the media does. We've seen, regimes around the world adopt that kind of language in talking about the media. Again, this is where I fear definition, and I fear the kind of debate around regulation heading, which is, whoever's in power, whatever government controls, whatever party controls the government, they'll be in a position to define fake news and to regulate the spread of information. And, we're already seeing political leaders talk this way, which I think is irresponsible and is really harassing of journalists and of journalism